Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Yo, bust a can. I got a fat ass can with the black light.
Yo, you about to go make this pass.
That's a wreck right now, kid. I got some business in my pocket. No pass
for me in a second.
I'm not sure I've ever seen the video.
Watch 5-0. Watch 5-0. Fuck that. This ain't getting caught, you understand?
Arms house to your mom's house, baby.
I'm out to bomb like Vietnam under the same name, Tank One. The bad one, ink flow master bastard with the magnum. I tags up quick and then I steps to the exit when it's time to get accepted. Or flex on some fresh shit, some whack crook. Throw my black book, I know who took it. I know it's so tagged because the fag writes his name crooked. The ink I use might stink, but you gotta think. I got my props, hops, cause my tags don't shrink. I'm tagging and bagging bitches cause my name is famous in the street. Cause they know my name's from cruising in the Jeeps. So yo, grab a can and put your man up and stand up. For the fresh, never stale niggas off the third rail. Deep dark and black like the Magnum on my back. It's that artifacts chat from the wrong side of the track.
The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side.
I load my backpack with spray paint to mark the sparker. Tagging up a trip, I catch the path. Take a trip to the train yard to think back. When I used to write that shit that used to hit. Head over the
McCullough
tip. Was my thing, I used to spin the back. I never thought I'd spin the wax with tracks to make your hands clap. I could have went the other way, but no how. I got my tap on the mat with the big that's a spray cap. Niggas used to doubt my clout, but now I turn them out. They shout my shit about town like they want to be down. Avoid the crabs and want to stab me in the back. Enough of that. Watch the third rail track, because I don't want to get zapped. Pieces to burn to show my name, no shame. Don't want to put the blame down on my nigga tame. Brothers don't want to see me grow to get my cash flow. I have the remorse to check me out
in the source. The artifacts from the wrong side. Yo, 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 big up. Happy New Year, everybody. Arms House family. What is guaning, my brother Femos? What's up?
What is guaning?
That tune.
2026.
2026, baby. That tune is by The Artifacts. It's called Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Wrong Side of the Tracks.
And that's kind of the theme of this episode. We're going into hip-hop tunes that are about graffiti, hip-hop songs that are about graffiti. Which one is the best one? For me, that Artifacts tune there, I think it came out in 97, I could be wrong, maybe, yeah, 97, is the quintessential graffiti, like hip-hop tune about graffiti. You know what I mean? Can you know what I'm saying? But anyway, we're going to get into it. I've got a whole playlist of tunes to play, so we're going to get into all that stuff, but there's a couple of announcements I wanted to make beforehand, if that's all right.
Crack on.
We'll do graph critiques at the end, and maybe even the graph letter game if we got time. We uploaded Steel Ink Injection to out, well, part one. I put a number one after it because we might do a part two. It's over exclusively on our Patreon for our patrons. So salute all the patrons. The link is below if you want to go check that out. And there's plenty of other extra shit to check out on there. You know, Theme put this together. That was your first kind of editing job. Yeah. Like proper one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's good to encourage you to get, because I know you've got the bug. You want to learn how to, but it's just such a long process learning how to edit. And it's so time consuming.
Didn't fuck it up completely.
No, you smashed it. I think it's dope. Boom tunes on it.
What's it? The tunes were fucked up. Do you remember when I put them, like, I don't know what happened, but yeah, they were well too loud. And then we redid it and it was cool.
Yeah, man. No, you smashed it with that one. And I think it was a good way to kind of learning about editing.
Getting into the ropes.
So you got to make part two now as well, man, before the buff comes, man.
Talking of part two.
Yeah.
A guy called on Instagram. Hollered at me. I think he's hollered at the Arms House as well, and he says Theme's theory might be right, because they were getting the on top of on tops, talking about helicopters, dogs, police, just from track sites.
And what was your theory? Remind me, sorry.
The when we did the buff, we did this episode.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were saying about like how Ealing and everything's been buffed.
The big like, buff, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The big buff, blatant tracks, mm-hmm. you know, like which were battered before.
Yeah, everything getting painted brown. Yeah, like yeah, a couple months ago, I remember we were thinking of conspiracies behind why that was happening at that specific
yeah, yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't remember what you
and,
said.
And he reckons that they are buffing those to make it easier to catch whoever's doing.
Oh
the
yeah,
new graph.
We said about that Paddington spot, that whole big wall got buffed. And then you said they put extra lasers in there, extra cameras, like, you know, just to like waiting for people to come back. So, yeah, people got to be on high alert. That's for sure.
And I don't know where these men were yesterday, but he's going on about fucking police for track sites.
Police and helicopter. God damn.
Police. And helicopter.
Maybe this year, because it's been making a lot of noise, you know what I mean? Like, we've pointed out several times, man, the last few months, you know, the end of the year, you know, people getting mad about it, all the, you know, and like, you know, it has got bad. So, you know what I mean? Like, the trains are mullered. So, I'm, you know, we expected this to happen, you know, people complaining. But then, you know, now there's right-wing grifters trying to use it to shit on Sadiq Khan. And then there's now these people shitting on it, and everyone's shitting on this person, shitting on that person, and... It's like, I'm not surprised that they're maybe stepping up the whole thing a little
yeah.
bit, man. But
he had a chopper and feds and dogs in 20 minutes.
Oh, shit. Wow,
and they all got
for
away.
A track side, for a track side.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still illegal for them to chase them on the tracks, though, surely. So they probably
yeah,
just still cover.
But they don't
yeah,
care
yeah.
if they've got a helicopter. They just what? Put the lights on and have a look.
Yeah. Did they like cover themselves in like wet mud like that and then stand really still like that? Like it's the predator, you know? Now, big them up, man, if they got away, man. But yeah, fucking be careful out there, people. Be careful. Another quick update about the story about that Australian geezer who wrote
oh,
in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he said there's this 12-year-old kid who's in the same class as his daughter who's dogging him out. What did he say? Slashing him out. That's it. Slashing him. Yeah. And I said to him, you got to send me an update, man. What happened? And he sent me a photo of this kid's tag. So not really an update, but we can see what this tag, this kid's tag is saying. He writes Sane. Can you believe it? RIP Sane MTS. But, you know, this kid's out in Australia. That's his tag there. He's got a little bit of style. I mean, you know.
I can't see it.
Oh, can you not see it? It's up on the page. Is it not come up?
No.
Hold on. How about
Amber
now?
Screen. Ah.
Can you see it, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Damn. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, this is a red pen, S-A-N-E. He's got the number three E like that, curly. He's got a fucking, what's it called, underline kind of arrow thing with a little curl here. I mean, yeah, you can tell it's a kid. But, you know, you can see he's got heart. Like, he's done a little bit of like, he knows kind of, like, you know, the thing, yeah? Kind of thing, if that makes sense.
He knows the thing kind of thing.
Yeah,
but like... he's a fucking toy.
Yeah. There is another one, actually, here as well, here. Yeah, this one's even worse. This one's horrible. This is one of them tags you're just like, oh, my God. But it's been scrubbed as well. It makes it look
And our guy is doing pieces.
Yeah.
And this kid's taking them out.
Just won't let him live, man. Won't let this guy live. I think he said that he clipped one of his tags and then he just took it as, that's it. Now we have a vendetta for life. Yeah, you clipped my tag. And so I'm going over everything you've ever done. That's what it sounded like.
Fuck.
And he didn't know what to do about it. Anyway, this is the kid's tag. So here you go. We got a little bit, maybe we get a little bit more of an update. This guy, actually, the guy was sending these in and the guy was piecing, you know, getting slashed out. He has a podcast. It's called Dirty Work. So go look that up, people, you know, if you want to see the guy. What else did I want to get into? Oh, yeah. One quick shout out before we get into the hip hop graffiti songs. This chap on Instagram, he reached out several times in the past. You know, he's down with the Arms House pod and all that. He's out in Paris. He's an Englishman living in Paris. He's
up in the spot.
He's just launched his website. It's called Up in the Spot. It's a graffiti kind of archive website, which I think is really cool. And he basically did this thing where for the past few years, he's been collecting these model trains, and then he's sending these model trains out to writers all over the world, New York, Paris, Germany, England, all over the spot. He's got some huge names on the list. He showed me the list of writers. Like, he hasn't completely revealed all of them yet. The first one, which is this guy, I don't really know who this guy is, a bit more of a street artist, is the first one. I think the next one's going to be T-Kid. So yeah, he's been collecting these things from all around the world. And I wanted to just shout out, he's launched up his website. It's called upinthespot.com. And Instagram is the same thing, Up in the Spot. Nice logo
there.
What's
this thing? What's this? This is like grown trees, plant trees.
Yeah, this is a writer called Plant Trees. I never heard of him. I don't know. Like, I don't know who this person is.
Can you go down and stop moving it about?
Yeah, I'm trying to look where the link is to open it up.
Plant Trees. Plant Trees. Featuring.
There he is. Bay Area.
Just a collection.
Yeah, there we go. So this is a writer from the Bay Area. Maybe I click here, and there we go. He does a little biography, little interview. And a couple of photos. And yeah, all right. So he goes in. And then here we go. And then these are the trains that he got him to paint. These little model trains. It's a really cool idea. And we'll see how it goes from here, man. All right. So
what's it for? What's it for?
It's just archiving. Just like... He said it's just for the culture. He goes, he's not doing it like as a money-making thing in particular. He's like, he just loves graph. He loves street art. He loves archiving things. And it's just been a passion of his. So, you know, that's it. Like, you know what I mean? There's no ulterior motive or anything. Really nicely put together. So shout him out. Up in the Spot. Go check out my man. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So... hip-hop graffiti songs. I was trying to muster up and think of as many as I could. There's been a few. I reached out on the Instagram. Some heads suggested a bunch of tunes as well that I'd never heard of. Doing a song just about graph is so easy to just get mad corny. You know what I mean? Like, I'm out bombing streets, my fat caps, and deal with throw-ups and tags. And you know what I mean? And like kind of, and I've seen a few instances of rappers who you can tell they never really did much graph, but they're rapping about it anyway because it's cool and it's part of hip-hop and all that, you know? They're like, in their heads, they're probably going, I'm going to represent for the graffiti writers, but then they don't really actually know what the fuck they're talking about. They've just heard a
few they're doing. Yeah,
words,
yeah.
There's definitely been some of that happening. I mean, if you're going to do a song about graph theme, have you done a hip hop song about graph? No, you haven't, have you?
No.
And this has happened a lot, and we're not talking about this, like rappers who just mention, like in one line, about graph. I'm talking, this is songs, all the song has to be about graffiti, you know?
The whole song's got to be about graph.
Yeah.
No, I haven't done that, but I did like Toys Get Smoked and little nods towards graph.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, would you ever do a tune just purely about graph or
no?
It's been done like Task Force. I know you mentioned Graph the Bus Up, obviously, and they've done a few. Graph Origines is a dope one as well. I prefer Graph Origines because it's an original beat and it's a whole original tune, whereas Graph the Bus Up is obviously taken from that Pharoah Munch,
isn't
get
it?
Get the fuck up, get the fuck up. You know that tune, Simon Says. So that was, I found it a bit more of a gimmicky tune, even though I love it and it's dope and the lyrics and the way they took Pharoah Munch's flow and completely copied it, you know, like emulated that flow, but then put their own lyrics into it. And at that time, that was happening a lot. I remember in the Farmer G episode, we even spoke to him about it and about that whole thing. And he said it was Chester P was more, he knew more of the writers, but Farmer was more of a bomber. He did actually more writing, you know what I mean? Or something like that. But anyway... you could tell it was real, and obviously everyone here loves that tune, man. Graph the Bus Up obviously got suggested. You know what? Let's play it. Fuck it. Since we're here, I'll put it on the thing. I could just search for it, but I have my nice little playlist here.
How many fucking tunes?
Yeah, I got too many, man. Task
Too many men.
Graph That bus up. We don't obviously have to listen to the whole thing, but just so people get an idea. There we go. Hopefully. I hate these long intro. Fucking, there we go. I remember first hearing this, just I was like, yeah.
Riders out there, get your paint and pens. It's the Graph Origines and we're back again with a brand new song to keep your heart strong. To play while you're rapping with your Walkmans on. Yeah, spread up the city. That's right, straight up the city, London City Committee. Graph Origines, peace that war tracks, vandalize things with no pity. Yeah, grab the boss up. We said it, grab the boss up. City's committee, grab Origines, peace that war tracks, vandalize things with no pity.
I'm a pig racket expert, up the sleeve, sharp teeth.
Clean out your stocks while security, watch me.
Track walker pedigrees, sprays in my rucksack.
Toys beware, around here you'll get your pens clapped.
With high street blammers, don't care about the cameras.
Any informer boy, we'll have to hang him up.
I feel the dub at shop front, man's on the hotters.
No see around here, we surf hot dog spotters.
It's a night bus flex, distress every window.
Feral flow Poscas dripping on my plimsoll.
Yeah.
My old sock, swing it round, juice it up.
Waiting at the bus stop. Grab
juice
the bus
it up. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, they know the lingo. You can tell it comes from a place of knowledge, man. Themos, look, I've made a little list and I've put wrong side of the tracks at the top. Yeah. But I'm going to put Graph the Bus Up as number two.
Good.
Is that all right? Do you want to make an
Yeah.
argument to put it at number one? Because I still think Wrong Side of the Tracks is a better song. Obviously, all this is subjective. I'm, you know what I mean? Come on now. This is opinion-based thing
But
here,
Graph the
isn't it?
Butt Up is London, isn't it? That's the why it's best for me.
I was gonna say it's more relatable, obviously, but I just think it's a Wrong Side of the Tracks is a better song because it's a completely original song. It's not taken from the Pharoah Munch
Yeah,
tune.
yeah, yeah,
And
yeah, yeah.
the
I think
Pharoah
that.
Munch tune is such a legendary tune as well, that Simon Says tune. And I'm sorry, Pharoah Munch is just one of my favorites. So, you know what I mean? Like, I just can't put that song above it. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna put it as number two. Yeah. All right, okay, cool. Let's flip it and see what other tunes we got on this bloody playlist. Oh, I did
You
have it
had
as
it
a
as a
second tune.
second tune, yeah.
I want to play a little bit of Graph for Origines because I prefer it to Graph the Bus Up.
Hide my identity as I roam London City.
Our R.I.P. Mark B.
Hide my identity as I roam
From
London
London
City.
City. I think that's Lewis Parker, yeah? Hide my identity.
Hide my identity as I roam London City.
Yeah.
Hey Chester, wake up and get dressed up. I'm gonna paint the town tonight with new style.
Hold on, Giles, get my pants across.
That intro of that verse, even I just love that. You know, the back and forth, like oh, I just
up and
love.
Get dressed up. I'm gonna paint the town tonight with new style.
Hold on, Giles, get my pants and profile. I got some spectres locked in my vault.
How many tins?
Three or four, I can't remember for sure.
But are they chrome though?
Yeah, man, ain't lifting nothing else.
Alright, bro, get them from your shelf. We'll hit scrap for later.
There's nothing better than painting trains sitting in their layout.
Moving to the carriage, burst the lid. It's getting sprayed off. You know what?
Oh man, I'd rather
be a grapher than a player.
Sorry, I just because we got so many tunes to get through.
Stop playing it. Stop pausing
Yeah,
it.
no, I'm sorry. No. We've got so many tunes to get through, bro. All right, another one that came up a lot, Company Flow, which is a hip hop crew from New York, LP, who's now in that Run the Jewels thing. Loon TNS was one of the writers in there. They did a tune called Loon TNS, which is an ill one, and they did a tune called End to End Burners. Theme, you heard this one, yeah? You must know this one.
Yeah.
Let's check it out. There's a video for this one as well you probably haven't seen. You never see the videos, in it? It's quite a sick video, the way it's made with the animations and grime.
See how digital was critical. Plotters get paranoid, down in stylish. Four elements control the sound clash. Co-flow response to the crime's mindless.
The nicest illustrator, surveyor, terrorizer. Hit end-to-end burners, plus multiple insiders. Sub-level provider, simple verbalizer. The most humble student sniper, destroy the amplifier. The sentinel who protect the fourth dimensional hologram. Cover all chapters of B-boy visual. Take it back to 2 a.m. feeling 3D outlines of Park a year later. Draw ready to set off the boxes of a spark. Tomorrow changed the culture, ripped the whole movement apart. From its origins, beginning with games, the four elements to start. What remains the crew trying to rebuild the fame to the local squad. Trying to bring the fame back to their builder. I'm in the final, he is consecutive to sound feeling. Who put analyzer, the weapon is the fire. Who wanna come test the king, but never the return. State of the art and nothing or irrelevant. Who the world admired, the vapors hiring. Snow to see through these brick walls, gently close your eyelids. You feel the depth and
sex. More abstract.
Like kids with sex and titty twisted, looking to purple nurple. Rake the land speed like a dip out, leave a crop circle. Mr. Sluggo, top notch competitor, behavior invader. Crush competition like an overturned blazer. My greatest work ever, overthrow the stock exchange of lasers. Escape flying through the number four tunnel below the radar. The grand concourse mixture of flavor, brushy elixir. With school face competition with Oopy Cola mixture. I'm way above, shine on cruise like a street lamp fixture.
Super Judy, tough work. All visit, love, vomit. B-boys hold down a function. Rock steadily for more than just dope.
The cold flow.
All right, okay. That's end-to-end Burners Company.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the video on that because they're not doing any graph. They're like doing the AI graph.
Yeah, with the animations going through. You got to think, this came out, I think, in like 2000 or something. I'm guessing here. It was early days of that animation and shit, you know what I mean? So flexing at the time. But yeah, I think it's similar to the song itself. Even the beat is very jaggedy and kind of like, they were very weird like that, left field kind of. You have to kind of be into that style to really kind of appreciate it. And definitely the lyrics as well, because it's more stream of consciousness kind of. And you see that he's got the marker pen in his hand and he's like while he's rapping, he's like kind of, I think kind of like the flows of the words and the flows of the tags. Like he's trying to like connection between them and shit. I don't know, man. But and that's Big Juss. And Mr. Len is the DJ for Company Flow.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. They mentioned some good spots.
Yeah, and it's an anthem in America, in New York. Like, you know, it was a big, you know, underground hit, that one. And there's also, if you watch the video, you see a young MF Doom in there as well. Like, all right, so where should I put that on? I'm going to put it below those two then for now. Yeah?
Yeah.
We're kind of going in order here, end to end. Burners. I don't know if this list is going to stand up. Maybe we'll allow this list, but I'm trying to be organized here. Ah, this was suggested by the Instagram, a group called Pack FM. And this was on the soundtrack to that PlayStation tune, Getting Up. Remember Getting Up, that tune, that game?
Mark Echoes.
Mark Echoes Getting Up, yeah. And this one's called...
I never played that.
Is it? No, I played it. My brother got well into it. Got well into that game. And I remember playing it with him a few times, man. It was a sick game, man. I really enjoyed it. Like you go around fighting people, doing throwies, and then like the end of and then you know at the end of every level there's like a boss you have to beat, yeah? Usually in computer games.
Yeah.
On this one, I remember some of the bosses, one was seen, like actually seen, like his voice and shit, and they made a computer version of him, and fucking Cope 2 is in it, and a bunch
that's
of
sick.
Man. Yeah, it was a pretty cool fucking idea, man. Like for a game. They should do another graphed game, like Grand Theft Auto, you know, but like graph one, like a proper all city kind of game where you can get all city, you know? it would be sick. But this is from that soundtrack. It's called Click Clack Spray by Pack FM.
Oh, Pack. I remember.
You see that cat playing you close, son?
Oh yeah, another thing. So many of these tunes start off with, you know, a paint can rattling, or them in a bush going, "Hey man, look over there, man. Let's get a tag." You know,
where
they all do it,
right there, son.
Oh man, what?
Son, you know we don't allow that.
Yeah, we're gonna take him out tonight, son.
No doubt.
Take a walk with me. We going all city. Black hat, gloves, flat blacks, all you need. Krylon, Rusto, a pilot, a silver touch tone. My name is famous. My face unknown. Take a walk with me, we go with all city. Black hat, gloves, flat blacks, all you need. Krylon, Rusto, a pilot, a silver touch tone. My name is famous, my face is unknown.
This
this is how it goes. Late night, early AM, skies pitch black. Reach in the bag, click clack, then I start spraying. Paint the wall red before the cat hits the floor. I'm running from the law, there's an alley close by, I can tell by the stench. Shortcut to the park, I'm hiding under the bench. First my kicks was muddy, now all my gear too. Somebody might hear you. Can't make a sound, cause they just might find me. Can't move an inch, there's dog shit right behind me. Damn, this shit dog is grimy shit. It's like I'm an A&R and all these walls of rappers screaming outside me. Hold up, gotta let these pigs pass.
He's gotta be here somewhere, we gotta catch his ass.
So what, it's just a bunch of paperwork.
You know what, you're right, and I'm tired. Let's go get some donuts.
Cops got tired of waiting, no match for my patience. I think I'll be safer heading to the train station. And you know I ain't paying, but no need for creeping. This time of night, the lady in the booth is always sleeping. 9 times out of 10, the platform is empty. Poles freshly painted and it really looks tempting. But tonight, I got a feeling like somebody's out to get me. I reach for my marker, but my instincts won't let me. White guy by himself, don't care when the train's coming, just don't add up. Allow me to explain something. This guy's an undercover, this guy's to bring you under. No lies, I seen them hover, just trying to warn you, brother. Here comes the train, dip into the last car. My name everywhere, even where the maps are. And nothing leaves a mark like ripping shoe polish. By the time we hit the next stop, the whole car's demolished. Time to exit, proceed with a purpose. My canvas, a surface, most people deem as worthless. Pop the crown on top, no need to steal, I purchase. You find that funny? I spend the rap money. Anyway, cop a squat, got a nice spot, the rooftop. Won't stop till the sun's up and my name's seen for 2 blocks. You know what they say, fame is the name of the game. So clear the way when you hear the click clack and the spray.
Take a walk with me, we going all city.
We going all city.
Yeah, I don't like that. Take a walk with me. Yeah. We're going all city.
Yeah, yeah, it's a bit.
Learn to rap, bruv.
I like the story element of it. Like he's telling, like he's put it into a story, and he's like describing it. And it's, and you know, you can tell he knows what he knows he's talking about. He's from Brooklyn.
Yeah. He's like, first my trainers are muddy, now all my kit as well. Can't move because of the surrounded by dog shit.
Yeah, and he's like, there's a white guy on his own on the platform just standing there. He goes, this blatantly undercover motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like spotting things like that. I actually had heard of Pac FM. He was a freestyle battle rapper back in the day, in the late 90s and shit, man.
Okay.
And I remember hearing his name flying around. Yeah, so because that's the thing is like also an important thing is if they sound like they know what they're talking about. And man, where would it go on the list then? Because the beat wasn't great either, but you don't want too much going on in the beat because you're telling a story. You don't want too much distracting from it.
I would put End to End Burners and that one right at the bottom so far.
Okay.
Necessarily 3 and 4.
I'm gonna put Click Clack Spray it ahead of End to End Burners. Yeah. The underground might kill me for it, but I don't care. So that's how it looks so far. End to End Burners is at the bottom. Let's keep going through. All right, this is another
one. Click Clack, isn't it? And you've put Clack Clack.
Oh, did I? Oh, shit.
On the list, but it doesn't matter.
Click, there we go. This was by someone called Trem, T-R-E-M, and it's a track called Hard Yards.
I like the play on words, Hard Yards.
Hard Yards. All right.
He's putting in the hard yards and he's going into hard yards.
Yeah, very hard. And he's probably hard as well at the time when he was going.
Yeah.
I started writing a bomb to destroy all lines. And that's what I'm doing.
How long do you think you'll do it?
Nah, I'm finished. Steve. I'm finished.
Mace on the beat. It's gone out to all the writers.
Ah, he's from back home, mate.
He's even back home.
Get your kids up. Yeah. Bellied up, me and ball cutters strapped. Old black Max's case jacks had me running tracks. A dozen lacks in the stash. See the jobs from an opposition crews. Know who this shall belong to. We on cue, the Seco left his post near. 2 in a text from the lookout says the coast clear. It's no fear, just rushing as a hose cut. I'm buzzing like a buster through bank doors in a hold up. The smell of steel is real in the yard tucked between two cars and the stars starting to mark up and bar up at the thought of the finished works, perched on the Flinders Street Bridge in the city first thing in the morn. Eyes drawn to the carrows, four-fade field, you'll burn us door to door with arrows. I'm trawling my pocket stained with ink blots for fat caps and pink dots. I copped it, this is it off my man Dom. So far this shit's gone to plan till I'm sitting home with flicks, so I ain't sing a song and dance. Answers on my hands, sticking a finger at the law. We bombing the system for the risk and reward. Yeah, fuck the buff and the transits too. Wear my vandal crew's bandanas up, skew the camera views. Hitting the yards hard with stained hands.
Fully equipped with the mic in a spray can.
Yeah, fuck the buff and the transits too. Wear my vandal crew's bandanas up, skew the camera views. Hitting the yards hard with stained hands.
Fully equipped with the mic in a spray can.
And now into the mission, it still seems safe enough. Adding dude ads and bits.
Yeah, that now shaped up.
Yeah, we taking up this car from T to B and N to N. Next Kingsway book. It'll be the center spread, a step ahead of the laws of cocaine. Cop cars crawling past, slept from the door frame, crept to the tree line, out the high beam shine.
Better than the Click Clack Spray.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, man.
It's more of a hip-hop song, isn't it? More of a track.
Yeah, I like the chorus better as well, for sure.
Fuck the buff, yeah.
Yeah. Ink-stained hands and shit. I like it. Let's put it up at number three. What was the track called? Hard Yards. All right. Next up, we got this is another Company Flow tune called Loon TNS, which is the writer. Just listen, little snippet. Oh, shit.
DJ Master motherfucking undisputed style master
flow phase two.
Just second, the elevated train line of the J line and the A. Well, I first encountered the likes of Baby 168, Stan is the Wiz K56 TKA. Kingpin throw us away back then with it. Who I saw ripping a lot up on the inside of E. As I progressed to the 7 yard early Johnny B. King, Officer 147 CIA, Fuzz Comic Blade, A Jackson, Angel Duster. Cutting school with Roman, hitting my first uni-wide, riding the L overlooking a handful.
All right, okay, we're not going to listen to the whole thing. Standard Company Flow business. I prefer that to End Burners and Click Clack Spray, to be honest, and Hard Yards.
Yeah, so do I.
It's a dope beat, that one.
So do I.
I'm going to put it under Graph the Bus Up, man. Loon TNS. All right, okay. Let's move on to the next track. Oh yeah, shout out Ash, who puts the music music playlist together for the Almshouse. There's a playlist of all the music we've played on this podcast, and it's put together by my main man Ash Salute. It's on YouTube and on Spotify, so the link is below.
He's got his work cut out for him today.
Yeah, today, you know what I mean? I'll send you this playlist, maybe, then you can just go through it. All right, this next one, obviously, KRS-One, Out for Fame. Loads of people suggested this one. This one, you know, is a super classic. Let's check it out quickly.
This one's going to be up there.
Yo, right here, right here.
Yo, right
it's
here,
gonna
right
be
here.
Up there.
Right through the fence, right through the fence.
But I think this is a, like, this intro, man, when you really listen to it. At the time when I first heard it, I thought, oh, man, KRS-One can do no wrong. This is amazing. This is beautiful. It's a little bit on the cheesy side now. You know what I mean? Like the way he's like, yeah, give me the fat cap. Yeah. It's like, who fucking does that, man? It's like, he's like really hamming it up for the, you know, which I get, but.
Jump. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right there. Right there. That's the twos and the fives. Joe, give me that. The fat cap. Fat cap. Yeah.
That's the twos and the fives.
All right, let's do it now.
Let's do it now.
Yeah.
He sounds like a porno.
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
Give me the other one.
This one should have been called Hard Yards. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Front page.
He's got hand stars though, doesn't he, KRS-One?
Yeah, kind of, but not really. I've seen videos of him. Like he's blatantly, he doesn't do graph. You know what I mean? He blatantly did back in the day, little bits with, like when he was homeless. You know what I mean? He obviously did. Everyone did back then. But I don't know if he. I've seen him paint a couple things. They're a bit meh.
Amen.
I've seen him get tags.
Yeah. But there is still a...
Yeah.
Write my name in graffiti on the wall. Write my name in graffiti on the wall. Write my name in graffiti on the wall. Write my name in graffiti on the wall.
All graffiti artists hold tight.
In my knapsack, crossing out the wig-whack, putting up my name where the fat cat suckers that want to be in my face. I just slapped that. Big respect to artifacts, Fat Joey, Crackin', Mac, and Bio, and Brim. Come again with BG 183. Recognize me with the mad colors. I'm a fiend for spray paint. Laugh if you wanna. I really care if you ain't, cause you don't know me, see, and I don't know you. But I do know Coke too. He be hitting walls too. It's the underground community of what we call writers. Worldwide burners getting hotter. What up, Mesa? What up, Chino? Master Ace in the place with the bass. You know, we know my man Reekin. My man Zor taught me how to draw in the yards of the 5 train in the 4. So when I'm on tour, I represent the hardcore. I'm tagging up your black book, sure. I'm out for fame. Fame. Make a beat on the wall. Write my name. Make a beat on the wall. Graffiti on the wall.
I mean, what does that say about this tune? I mean, at the time when it came
out, he's name dropping quite a lot, and he knows a lot of writers.
He knows,
he's talking about Fat Joe and stuff like that.
Yeah, and but I just kind of want to reiterate at this time, like, still hip hop was, you know, still there were some people calling it a fad, still even in the late 90s, like, it was nuts, yeah, but. The way he represented for the graffiti writers, again, it wasn't happening a lot back then. You know, now every fucking, you know, everyone's a writer or whatever. But back then, for someone as big as KRS-One on this classic album to do a whole track dedicated to graph, it was a big thing, man, for writers back then, you know. So, I got to give him, you know, I got to boost it up just for that alone. And the beat is dope and, you know what I mean? And I like it, man. That's
and
a classic.
And it's KRS rapping on it, so...
KRS. Where should I put it on the list, though?
I'd have it above Loon TNS.
We're keeping Graf the Bus Up above it. I don't know if Graf the Bus Up is above Out for Fame by KRS.
Graf the Bus Up is up there for me because it's, I know. I've seen it live and it's fucking brilliant.
And it's local.
People go mental.
They go mental, but they go mental because of the Pharoah Munch element. You know what I mean? The beat. Everyone goes...
It's not necessarily because... It's because it's called Graf the Bus Up.
Bruv, have you been to a Pharoah Munch concert when he does Get the Fuck Up? It's well known that he does that at the end of every show and everyone like moves out of the way because there's going to be a mosh pit. You know, it's just standard procedure.
Yeah.
And Task Force knew this, man. You know what I mean? That's why they chose that tune. You know what I mean? And so I can't credit them fully for that, you know, even though they are amazing and it's incredible and I have seen it.
But, bear people take a second rhythm. Take a rhythm
of course.
Do something else on it.
But I'm just saying, that's why I
that's
can't
like sound clash culture, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying that's why I can't put it high up on the... This is just a personal thing.
But it's high up on the list. It's number 2.
It is, yeah, but I'm going to put KRS in front of it.
No.
No, okay, I'll put it just below. All right.
No. KRS, no.
All right. There's a bit of bias here, but it's all good. Bit of London bias, but I don't mind that, man. All right, KRS, you're at number 3. Ah, this one we've played on the pod before. I like this one. When it comes to more recent things, even though this is a good 10 years old, this tune. Mayhem Lauren, Got the Fever. Nice music video for it as well.
Word up, man.
Nice beat as well.
Fat caps and shit. Pilots and shit. Pilots. Homemades. Layups. The whole shit, man. For my real graph niggas, son. For fat niggas know what it is. Niggas out nightly, son. Getting that tag on and shit. Yeah. I reminisce days wearing all black, painting my knapsack. Summer squad fellow calling me, I had to rack that. Freaking forward inside, burgundy outline. Late make a strip shine, nigga I take mine. Tags on the J-line, E-train tunnels, flat blacks, got stacks. Fat caps, spotter bundles, it was like that. Take my spot, I'll be right back. The hand styles, they major, stomp blocks in Deja. My rustos in labor, about to give birth to flavor. Vandal squad cops play blocks in a LeSabre. Trying to catch niggas, writing they name, looking for fame. Sometimes
time you get locked, it's just part of the game. Antifreeze in my Griffin, I was making a stain. First car to the back of the train, simple and plain. Wrecking rack spot, shutting them down, leaving them slain. Real talk, son, graph on the brain, it was insane. Nah, man.
I got 25 cans in my knapsack. That's from the Alpha Fame KRS song. I got 25 cans in my knapsack. Again, I really like this one. This is high up on the list for me, man.
This is high up on the list, bro.
Mayhem Lauren, you know, obviously, even the video, they're doing damage in the video, bombing trains. And like, this is real footage as well. I like it a lot, man. The beat is dope as well. It's high up on the list. Whereabouts on the list is it, though?
It's probably above Out for Fame.
Above Out for Fame. You know what? I might have to agree with you, man. All right. Got the Fever. Is that number three, man? Under Graph the Bus. I got it above Graph the Bus up, but whatever. Okay. We keep Graph the Bus up there for you, theme, man. Right. All right. This is the Manhattan Project. Typical.
I like this to these guys.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Let's just check it out.
Oh, am I thinking about the Flatbush Project?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe Flat. Yeah, it's not Flatbush. This is an older one, man.
Looks typical. The way it should. I'm on a mission to make heaven look like my neighborhood. Fuck, creep in a yard, storm the gates 100 deep. Who knew these cans of true blue was heat and thunder speech? Old Chicago, role models was avocados and olives. Throw-ups without hangovers, names older than God's is. We're bombing's not a hobby, it's a habit. We're addicts, rappers bragging about tags and don't know dick about this graph shit. Attack the Metro track with fat caps for fading gray-greens. Can't wait to see Page versus Daily. It's on like lucky hoodies. What could he teach me? While you were sleeping, I'm teaching his kids through graffiti. I have to argue. You've been rhyming, this shit ain't hard to do. But technical advertisements on Jarvis and Harbor Blue. Outlined in summer squash, dumb rock. My dark attire, mind's wrecked from running from cops. Hopping barbed wire while you dream of being me between clean sheets. Play the role, personality splitting like mean streaks. No room for bling bling and thugs and whack crooks. I'm trying to king the line, bring your drugs, gear and black books. I'm in your face, in the tunnels and at the Bruce spots. I'm on your train insane to hit paddy wagons and rooftops. You heard of me, Burgundy and outlines like murder scenes. German eats and ferns and flat whites for blurring greens. Fuck over your heads, yo, I'm climbing pylons. Tobacco brown Montana's banana Krylons. Hit the red line, headlines fuck the buff, yo. For those who must know, it's Ben Fresh Blue like Rusto.
He's got the lingo.
To the art. Simple and plain, let me explain.
He's got the lingo.
This is a mission, not a small time thing. This is a mission, not a small top thing.
I remember graph before more beef than Hindu sacrilege. Hey, you right? Fuck you, rack your fat caps from lids, bragging on tracks. How you snap way in the.
All right, the Manhattan Project by the Typical Cats. They're from Chicago. I'm just looking it up now, man. I don't know much about.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Kid Kanish, DJ Natural, and Quasar or something. I don't know. QL. They're obviously writers. You could tell they're talking from experience, well, and passion. Yeah. I mean, I could, you know, from what I just listened to there, and you could see the album.
Bostonian Blues.
Yeah. I like that, man. I liked his flow. Whether I'd put it really high up on the list, I don't know. It was a bit forgettable, that song, a little bit, maybe. I don't know. I wouldn't put it above Loon TNS. I'd put it.
I wouldn't put it above Hard Yards.
Yeah.
Back home representing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All no, right. I wouldn't put it above Hard Yards.
Oh, you wouldn't? Okay.
No.
Oh, whoops. All right, where would you put it then? Under.
Below Hard Yards.
Okay, here we go. Manhattan Project. All right, let's skip to the next one. Ah, this is Futura 2000, the escapades of Futura 2000. Just like shouts out loads of writers. This is from that era, you know, early, one of the first tunes about
extended 12-inch version.
Yeah.
Nobody knew me as Lenny.
Futura is my name, and I say graffiti. It's where I got my fame, but it's not my fame that I'm here to claim. I want to tell the real story about my game. Oh yeah, it's just a little tune about graffiti. The idea is to let you know that graffiti is rocking and it's on the go. And there's a lot more to it if you check into it, but the problem is you're probably looking right through it. It started for me back in 72. I really wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I saw names everywhere, style, color, and flair. I knew I had to join in. I knew my answer was there. There was Tacky being tacky with his dry mark pen, and he was writing his name way back then. Frank 207, SJK, cover 144, and the UGA.
And the UGA.
Graffiti is a thing that's kind of hard to explain. It's not just running around spray painting your name. It starts as a game, can't stay the same. Dedication makes you put it in a different frame. And there were writers in the past who I bet if you asked would say graffiti cannot last. But they crossed that rail and they blazed that trail. It's because of them that I won't fail. You know they jumped that fence, they crossed that track, and it's because of them that I can never be the whack.
I could never be the whack. I mean, obviously, it comes across a bit cheesy because it's from that fucking, you know, back in the day. And he's not really a rapper, Futura 2000.
Yeah, but it's also not cheesy because he is Futura 2000.
He's the Don, and he's
nailed it, yeah.
And, like, just think at how, you know, at that time as well, like, graph the secrecy and, like, we think, you know, there's mysticism around it now, which has all been lost because of the internet. But back then, you know, this is a grail for some people. And I think this is more... I don't know, like he was like coerced in front of a mic and go, yo, Futura, you know about graph, rap about it. And he's like, okay, here is my name and I'm going to tell you how I'm out for fame. You know, like kind of, but he's mentioning all the dons and, you know, like.
Yeah, and he's finishing the verse as well.
I love it. Personally, I love it. Yeah.
I love it.
It's high up on the list for me, man. But where though? I don't know where you say theme. Where got the fever, out for fame, graph the bus up, wrong side of the tracks is still at number one. I still think wrong side of the tracks is number one. I would put it up.
Got the fever. I can't remember. Go on, put it.
Mayhem Lauren, man. But now we'll keep Mayhem Lauren above that. I'm going to put Futura here. Above KRS-One, though. I think KRS-One would be all right with that. Ah, this is now we're going to bring it back to England with Flip Tricks. You know, the head honcho from High Focus. Graffiti Won't Die, produced by Verb T. Mm. Oh, shit. The volume's down. Hold up. Let's go.
Yo, I'm sitting in my home yard, checking out some pics of my own art. Never been docile. Four panels this week, it's hardly been a slow start. But fathom what's next, there was no chance. I hear my blower go, so I answer. My bro's like, yo, do you wanna go Grove Park? Heard it's a dope yard and there is no guards. Plus there's a hole marked. So getting caught, man, yeah, I swear there's like no chance. Opportunities like these be, they won't last. Put down the phone slow, but I roll fast. Holding my tins, dust them crisply. Take three slugs of whiskey, grab green bubbles swiftly. Take ham, love the picky one, station bunk, train slickly. No tickets, bro, yo, so don't ever take the mickey. Go from Herne Hill to Bricky, then onwards to Vicky. Go. Daring by a jiffy, step up
on Flip Trick.
Next to the freshest, the chippy, get some chicken from the chippy. Then I step on with the mission. At the time, it was the bestest decision. We wanted rep and recognition. We got G double F-I-T-I. Cross your fist in the sky. Cause graffiti won't die, and that's no lie. We got the G double F-I-T-I. Cross your fist in the sky. Cause graffiti won't die, and that's no lie. We got the G F-I-T-I, bust your fist in the sky. Yeah. We switch the platform, train screeches in like nails on the blackboard. Step up on the train and catch blams on the back door. These are the black marker stains that your fams are taxed for. Yo, but fuck the tax man, I save my cash for a fat draw. 10 pints of Stella and a cab to my girl's door. But that's another night, we're on for the graffle. Busting out the stars from the London to retro. Holding my tins in a bag set from Tesco. No cam takes pics, face is wrapped with the vest, yo. I'm on the track, see the train, get my paint out. Clocked in the first 2 minutes, cause it's hot now. They're screaming best stop now, before
before we let the dogs out. One clown gets gripped, I'm like, get the fuck out or duck down, it's all going nuts now. Don't wanna get caught or get munched by a mutt's mouth. One mate ducks down and hides like no one's there. BTP man comes clocks with a polar stare. Don't spot him but sees me duck like I'm Bucky O'Hare till I'm fucking scarce. We got G.
Flip Tricks from the album Theory of Rhyme.
Yes.
When did that come out? I haven't heard that.
Maybe 2012 or something, 2011, something like that. I'm guessing here. But I remember hearing.
So we've
got
to give him the blight that he was still living in South London.
Yeah, yeah. No. I've heard about Flip Tricks. I know he painted plenty of trains and stuff, man. Like mm-hmm. I think mainly BRs though, man. If I remember correctly, I remember hearing. Bun your yellow BR. No, I'm kidding. Now shout out Flip Tricks. He's obviously coming with passion there. I can't put it above Graf the Bus Up though. I don't think.
No.
So I'll put it just under Graf. No. I can't put it above Got the Fever either, man.
Or the Futura 2000 thing.
You think the Futura? Yeah, I think for legendary status, Futura got to stay above that, man. So we'll put
it below. Put it in number 7. There's a space there.
Okay, yeah, let's put it number 7. Graffiti Won't Die. Okay.
Produced by Verb T.
Verb T with a nice George Benson sample in there. The do 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 do. Anyway, let's go. Zeb Rock Ski on the Run featuring Blade. Shout out 521 podcast. Let's go.
Featuring Blade, yeah.
On the Run.
Fence, jump the third rail, the chase is on, they're on my tail, in hot pursuit, tracking me down, I sprayed my name on walls around town, dressed in black with a cap and a hood, with a bag full of pads and mics, being pursued by the authorities, they'll never catch me, cause I'm too quick for them, they won't find me, I got an escape route planned for emergencies, and I escape with ease, nobody knows what I look like, cause they never seen me in life, it's just a figure that holds a mic tight with a death grip, my style perfected, it's effective, city detective, search for groups to identify. The criminal, I attack when it's dark and subliminal. Don't be none, son of a gun, a fugitive on the run. Kinda like a vampire when it's midnight. I strike, cause the time is right. The mood direct, the thoughts connect. The rhyme reflects the character born direct. The names all over the place on walls and trains. The face you never seen still remains a mystery. Classified information and those that know me respect the code. They're following the trail of clues that I left. The more I bomb, the more they respect. Police for causing catastrophes, creating masterpiece after masterpiece, put together piece by piece before I release, clear the way for the arrival of an MC, ripping through barbed wire, running, I never.
All right, I think Zeb Rocksky is the guy who made the beat, and obviously Blade is rapping there. I don't know Blade if he was deeply involved in Graf. He obviously knows about Graf and knows writers. He's super hip-hop dude, obviously.
Yeah.
But it sounds
like... I don't think he was writing.
Yeah, he's like more going off of things he's heard and seen and, you know what I mean, and then putting it together because he's a wordsmith and a rapper. He can do that, you know what I mean? But I can't put it too high up on the list, though, man. Hard Yards, Manhattan, probably Click Clack Spray...
I'd say it's above Manhattan Project.
Yeah, okay. All right.
But
okay.
That's Hard Yards has slipped right down for us saying it was a good tune.
Yeah, but it's that All CT lyric in the chorus, man, that's put us off, man.
Yeah.
On the Run. All right, let's keep going through. Ah, Dirty Dyke. Catch Me If You Can. ... Nah. Let's go. Oh, shit, the sound is down again. I keep turning it down, forgetting to turn it back up. All right, let's go. Ooh, nice beat.
It's just a flex up my tank. You hear it?
coming. He'd rather run and see his mum and get another clubbing. Man, he's in for it. It's fucking ridiculous. One little hit and now he's running like Lymphagus. Fucking not into this. He's getting chased with sticks for this shit by 160 pigs. He was flashing up the numerous tagging till he sees a pig van full of luminous jackets. So he hit the staircase like full speed. Mr. Bareface, he never went to school. He's a geezer, twice as cool as what the police are. Nino, Nino. Nah, me neither. Latest mate, I'm a race away. Play the game, escape till my trainers break. A stupid twat, he ran through some student flats. And by the time he reached the top floor, his shoes collapsed. Now he's itching, walking around the kitchen of a college dorm. Pants he was shitting while the pigs were at the bottom floor. He thought, fuck it, I'ma take a chance. Jump straight out this window and break my arms. He had a change of heart and gathered his thoughts. If I jump out this window, then I'm bound to get caught. He's down to the noughts. He remembered back in the days there were some heads in these flats who were actually safe. We could hear the hip-hop and all the rapping for days. Cause the window backed onto where we sat and we blazed. So we walked round knocking on the doors until he found them and said, have you heard about the police? I'm not about them. They said, hell yeah man, come inside. Have a sit down, a tall glass of whiskey and the Marlboro Light. You need a shirt that's just not as bright. And you can walk fucking free from the cops tonight. He thought, hold up, rocking the dance of the foreign guys upstairs dropping their bars. He walked straight out the back car park with the police.
He thought, say.
Dirty Dyke there. I mean, I'm because he's usually keeps his graph separate from his hip hop. Like, I don't know if he, I don't know. So we're not going to reveal what he writes, but he's a bona fide writer. Yo, I like that tune a lot. The beat is dope. I love the concept. Rather than just talking, oh yeah, I got my knapsack with my spray cans, and now he's like going, nah, I'm getting chased by pigs, man. There's 100 pigs. You know what I mean? Chasing
161
me,
pigs.
And this crazy story of him.
I'm in the student flats at the top floor.
It's blatantly coming from maybe, you know, a bit of truth, but then exaggerated, you know what I'm saying? I really like that. I'm a fan of Dirty Dyke, man. Where should we put it on the list? Catch me if you nah.
Catch me if you nah. Is that what it's called, yeah?
Yeah, catch me if you ... nah. It's high up for me, man. Can I put it above Got the Fever? Because I think Wrong Side of the Tracks and Graft the Bus Up, they're kind of going to stay up there, man. I could see it. But I've Got the Fever.
Remind me of Got the Fever.
That's Mayhem Lauren, the New York one. Came out about 10 odd years ago. You know.
Yeah.
It's more on the nose about Graft, you know. Whereas I like this concept that that Dyke's got. But it's less about Graft. It's more about getting away from getting caught, you know. So I'm going to put it, you know what? I'm going to put it under KRS-One, man.
Out for fame.
Yeah. I'm sure Dyke will be all right with that. All right, next up, man. How many more we got? Oh, shit, we got loads more, man. Maybe I'll start being a bit more...
We're not getting through all of these.
We're not, though. Not at all. I want to add onto the list that new Nas track, Writers. We played it, last week, end of last year. So where should I put that on the list? Because that's a brand new one. We've already played it on the pod, so we don't have to play it again. I really like it for the time now, for him to do it now in this time on such a big release, on an album with DJ Premier, a nod to the Writers. I think it was necessary. I think it was a great idea for him to do that. But Nas isn't a writer. Like I said, in the interview I saw him do, he said it was DJ Premier's idea, and then he did some research and watched some Graft movies and reached out to a couple of his mates, and so he's not a writer, but put it right at the top.
Nas, he did make Illmatic.
Exactly. Where should I be?
He can do what he wants, really.
You know what? I'm not even going to put it above that Dirty Dyke tune, because Dyke is a writer. I can't put it, you know. But above Flip Tricks. You know what? I'm going to put it under. I'm going to put it there at 7. Writers by Nas. Okay. Now, let's see. Okay, let's see out of this list which one. Audio Bullies did a track called Turned Away.
Not too long ago in a land called London, I was feeling low and my life came undone. I didn't even have a penny to my name. My minutes and the hours were just floating down the drain. So I started to think with the drink and the puff that I could be pursuing other stuff. Cause I told you take the rough with the smooth. Now listen to the groove. Time kept passing, the feeling lasted. Music blasted, but nothing cast in stone. Gotta get my own, now we're in the zone. Everything's a mystery to me, and everything's a mystery.
I don't know who suggested this tune, he's not talking about Graf.
The things in life you wish to be, we're leaving it to history. Better catch this life cause it's floating past. We're in the game and we're into last. Cause no one knows when fate gets cast. If I gotta go, I'm going out with a blast.
Chatting about Graf.
He's not, so let's not put that on the list. Although we know Audio Bullies heavily involved in the Graf scene, legends in their own right. Salute to Audio Bullies. But yeah, that tune isn't going on the list. Ah, Dat Kid from Bristol. T-Sides and M-Ways. The spray can's out.
What you know about them ways? Moving mad bait, Link Road on a Segway, searching for the trackside and M ways. What you know about them ways? Moving mad bait, Link Road on a Segway,
searching for the trackside and M ways.
What you know about them ways? Moving mad bait, Link Road on a Segway, searching for the trackside
like
and M ways. What you know about them ways?
Yeah, man.
Moving mad bait, Link Road on a Segway, searching for the trackside and M ways.
What you know about them ways? Got hotted up at the plot on Monday, went back, finished it on Wednesday. Always on job, no sleep, do the mission on foot like every day's leg day. Next day, hit my favourite bridge on my favourite M-Way. Scooters, Segways, making headway down the back road, leaving Peyton Penn State. Yeah, that's 600s with the high pressure. Chrome, black, red, trifecta. Splash back on my polyester. Scuffed up my black night leather. 95 police sidestepper. I've racked the back out of home base. 20-odd plastic hooks in my back, about to smash the track with my code name.
You know about them ways? Moving my bait. Link Road on a Segway, searching for the trackside and M ways.
What you know about them ways?
Moving my bait.
What you know about them ways? Reminds me of something.
Searching for the trackside and M ways.
What you know about them ways? Moving my bait. Link Road on a Segway.
JK.
What about it?
There's a. What you know about? Fucking hell.
Them ways. Okay, yeah. All right, okay, yeah, so that rings a bell. I really like that one, man. We didn't listen to the whole thing. T-Sides and M-Ways, Dat Kid, you know, killer. It's around about the
I
same
like
place
it.
where the Dirty Dyke tune is, because it's kind of like they're rapping about the same things, even. Like, he's talking about kind of getting away and kind of, well, not really, but still. Above or below the Dirty Dyke tune we just heard? The catch.
I like it more than the Dirty Dyke tune.
All right, let's put it above there then, man. T-Sides and
M-Ways.
M-Ways. I like that as well.
What do you know about M-Ways?
Yeah. All right, let's keep going. Lords of Brooklyn, underground hip-hop group. This is from 1992. It's called Bomb the System.
BDS.
That's a proper 1992 beat.
But the one at the top of the list was 1994.
Oh, true. Okay.
1980. I was 10-year-old tunnel rat. Talking every motherfucking train on the map. It all started with an artistic flair. The tear the train roll by and everybody would stare. 1983, my name was known. I ran our train and heads got flown. And fight sparks at night. The R rolls uptown, so I move to the right. I scoop at that station for 5-0, 5-0. The R sleeps in the tunnel. I move slow. I got a bag full of gas, I make no noise. But on the end of the station, gathers a bunch of toys. So I roll on them
with my face covered. The first one steps, what you write, motherfucker? Stuff his ass, take it.
He's like, what you write, mother? Okay, that now I like, because I was about to say I'm not feeling this, but that.
Yeah. Was... But he's doing like the video that me and Cash made. What you write?
What you write, motherfucker? Bashed him in the face.
Noise, but on the end of the stage, he gathers a bunch of toys. With my face covered. The first one steps, what you write, motherfucker? Stuff his ass, take his can. And if your old school brother, yo, the shit's called bam. Stage is clear, time to check. I jump on the ground when I take a few steps. And to no surprise, what do I see? A Percy bumped, oh yeah, a Richie. Grab the can of crown and I pop the cap. I see a clean train, I wanna paint it black. Bomb the system.
Bomb the system.
We are the Lord of Brooklyn, busting and cuffing.
All right, Lords of Brooklyn, Bomb the System. I can't put it high up, man. It's under Loon TNS by Company Flow for me. So somewhere down here. Above Flip Tricks, no. On the Run, Hard Yards, Manhattan, Click Clack. I'm going to put it under Hard Yards.
Mm.
Yeah? Bomb.
Even though it's from Brooklyn and he knows what he's talking about and he's jacking people at toys at the station.
He's just, his rhyme flow wasn't great. There was some nice bits in it, but it was a bit jerky.
That's because he's a writer, not a rapper.
No, they're rappers. Lords of Brooklyn, they did some better tunes. They've done much better songs than that one. The beat as well was a bit, I'm putting it there, man. I'm happy with it there. All right, we're going to do two more, and then we're going to do a bit of graph critique because we can't be here all fucking day, man. There's a Lupe Fiasco, Spray Paint and Ink Pens featuring Ghostface. Yeah. And Charlie Tuna, Graph Time, Tag Your Name by Zion I. Promo from Sweden. Promo was in a group called Loop Troop. I saw him live, actually, when I was in Sweden. I'm gonna play this one. These walls don't lie by Promo. He's a white boy dreadlock guy. I know they're bona fide writers as well. They've done loads of trains and shit.
Oh, man. Didn't we have him talking? He's been on the pod.
What, as a guest?
He sent something in. No. He sent something in.
No. Maybe someone else who wrote Promo, but no, we haven't heard from this guy. He's quite a big artist out in Sweden. Again, we can't listen to the whole thing, but he didn't really
it's
talk
more
about
of a song.
Yeah, it's more of a song. He's saying graffiti won't die, these walls don't lie. You know what I mean? Like, I think it goes on as well. The story, he's telling the story of a graffiti writer, but he's not really talking about graph. These walls don't lie. I'm gonna put it down near the bottom. End to end burners can't be right at the bottom, so I'm gonna put this. These walls don't lie. All right, let's go one more. Let me pick a good one, man. Loop Troop, they did another tune. Aesop Rock did a tune called No Jumper Cables. Tame One, Pex One, Hot Boys. Don't know what that is. For the Writers, Garabato Beats. Bias B. Aerosol Era, Stay Up by Orpha. Okay, we've done all these ones. I got to pick one. Fuck. Aesop Rock, he's a bit of a weird rapper. I've never really got... Ah, Supreme NTM did a tune. Paris sous les bombes. Let's check out Supreme because we like, and actually, no, we always get flagged for playing Supreme NTM. They had some fucked up record deal, man, where they we can't just we literally get fucking flagged every time we play a song of theirs. So I'm not gonna risk it.
Not in France though, when we played For My Peoples.
Oh yeah, that one. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Okay, let's just get into it. Paris, Sous les Bombes by NTM.
Paris sous le vent.
Il fut une époque aggravée dans les années comme les temps forts du hip-hop. Sur panneau, c'était alors abreuvé de sensations fortes. Au-delà de toute description, quand cela te porte, Paris sous les bombes, c'était Paris sous les bombes. Le mieux, c'était d'y être pour mesurer les cartons. Une multitude d'embarcats y allait prendre une réelle claque. À son réveil, par une excentricité qui l'amusait la veille.
I can't make out what you're saying.
C'est qui a posé son rêve. Paris était recouvert avant qu'on ne comprenne.
And graffiti on the wall.
Sont mes bombes avec lesquelles j'exerçais dans l'ombre quand la nuit était longue et de plus en plus faite.
Shout out NTM. I mean, I can't make out what they're saying. I'm sure they're talking some ill shit, but
They're talking about like, where are my bombs? Where are my bombs? Where are the people writing in color?
okay, nice.
Where are the causes like that? Like generic graph stuff.
Okay, so I'll let you decide where to put it on the list, man.
Practicing in the shadows. These, it's down at the bottom.
Okay. Click Clack Spray from Pac FM
Put
from
it
that game.
above Manhattan Project because that was
Okay.
shit.
Okay, cool. Paris Sue, what was it? Paris Sue la what? Sammy.
Le bomb.
Sue le Bombes.
Where's my bombers? Where's my bombers? Où sont mes bombers?
All right, there we go. That's the list, man. We did 18 tracks this time. If you lot enjoyed that, maybe we'll do a part two and we'll go through some other ones, man. Or maybe we missed out of like very obvious one that we should have chatted about. So maybe leave that in the comments. Let us know.
We're gonna get smoked for dropping shit out.
It's gonna get a lot for me to bump wrong side of the tracks off of the top list for me, man. Personally, you know what I mean? And obviously Graf the Bus up because it has such a fucking place in our hearts. Like growing up when we were first getting into Graf and shit, that was the anthem, man. You know what I mean? I remember on my Walkman listening to that while doing tags on the bus, really being excited and shit.
I've done that tune live as well with Chess to Chess.
And you've performed it live with Chess,
It's
man.
Chess to Chess.
We need to get Chester on the pod, man. I don't know what he's up to nowadays, but big up Chester and Farmer G, man. Quickly, let's play the graph letter game, the letter B. Is an easy
Zombie.
one to start. We got the big man zombie in the
I
house.
like this train, you know.
It's a really nice, slick one, very simple, but to the point. No fucking around, Hector. Next up, this one. Ooh.
About
No.
Marlborough.
Yes, Marlboro, Emboro, shout out Emboro, man. I've been liking his hand styles recently, man. I've been seeing some tags from him around Labrador Grove and Latimer Road area and all that stuff. And he's really putting a lot of effort and time and into his tagging and his bombing. I want to give him a big up for that. All right, here we go. Friend of the
Ban.
pod. No. Who's the other guy?
Bap.
Yeah, Bap.
That's what I meant to say is bap.
He might. I think he was with Ban when he did this, but there we go. King Bap. Here we go.
Bates.
Bates, yes, well spotted.
Go back to the BAP.
Yeah.
Is that a diet reach or a fret reach? Is it someone reach?
I don't know. Whoops.
Amber.
Yo. Oh, no, wait, hold on. Let's see. We got Bates here. Oh, man, why the fuck does it keep doing that to me, man? Sorry. Give me a second. There we go. All right. Okay. Now that works. That works. Oh, now that thing fucking comes up. All right. Bates. Ah. Yeah, you
Amber.
Got it. It's the Amber.
Yeah.
You know, I picked up a lot,
lovely bit of grey fading in the shadow.
Thank you, man. Yeah, that's from a few years ago, 2022. All right. Who's this old school dude with a B?
That's a B?
That's a B, but there's no hole in the bottom bit of the B. Old
Bando.
School style, you know, yeah, Bando, of course. Salute. All right, here we go. Back to London.
Yeah, I'm not going to get this.
It is Bops.
Aye, Bops.
He's doing his thing, man. Salute. Here we go.
Abbots.
Abbots, obviously, the character in the B gives it away. There we go. Big him up. Oh, that's it. Okay, that's the end of the graph letter game.
That was quite good.
Let's do a couple of quick graph critiques and then we will call it a night, brother, man. All right, let's go with this one. Can you see it? Okay, yeah?
Yeah.
Shall I describe it quickly or you want to give it a quick description, man?
Yeah, I'll give it a quick description. It's a bit of an unbalanced piece.
Mm.
Rollers? Rolls?
That's what it looks like to me. Rolls, yes.
Rolles.
Yes.
And it's kind of dark, really dark colours. Mm-hmm. And it's got a light drop-down shadow with little grey lines in it.
Yeah.
And some of it's done quite well. Like the O, I kind of like the O, the fading in the O.
Yeah.
And the extra inner outline of light blue.
You like the light blue as the highlights, man. I'm not feeling the light blue highlight, but anyway, yeah, sorry.
Well, I'm just thinking about... I'm only looking at the O here, by the way.
The teardrop O. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not that much.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right.
But, yeah. The guy can paint. He's done it before, and he's experimenting.
Yeah, it's a weird color choice. Like, yeah, really dark colors, nice bright white outline, you know what I mean? Pops it off with the yellow kind of wiggly line going around the outside. Yeah, some of these colors, I mean, the greens into the, I mean, it works. The light blue highlights, like I said, I don't know. Obviously, you couldn't use white because of the white outline, so obviously you chose another color, but...
What doesn't work is the fatness and the squiggly woggliness of the gray lines.
What, the down rock in the 3D?
The down rock, yeah.
He's done it quickly. This looks like he's kind of done something pretty quick. I don't think he spent much time on this because there's, you know, it's all rough around the edges a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The guy knows what he's doing, though. The letters, because he's rushed it, I mean, I like the E came out nice. There's little detail, like this little thin bit here in the top left of the R when it comes down. I don't know, for me... They bug me a little bit. I don't know why, but they bug me a little bit. The E is my favorite letter, I think. I like it, the way it goes round.
It's like Chi always says to me, you start in these T's and you always do these semi-wild style T's.
Yeah.
And then you just fuck it off.
Then just allow it by the end. Yeah, the S is a little bit wonky.
You like the E?
I don't like the E. I like the E. I think it's got a nice little flavor to it, man. Yeah, I mean, I'm not blown away by it.
I definitely don't like the L, by the way.
The top of the L. Yeah.
The whole of the L. Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
whole, this bottom bit, I don't mind it too much. But yeah, the top, I'm not too into. But okay, fair enough. I like the pink little schemes that pops it off. It's all right. It's okay.
I'd give it a 6.57 out of 10.
We should have little cards like that going. Six.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we get that sort
so of people can get something out of graph critique.
Yeah.
Rather than just two old men dissing your graph.
Exactly. All right, let's see. Oh, it is like a kind of a Christmassy character done by the writer Drunk He writes drunk. I think we did one of his ones before. He's bigged up AHC. Again, with the big teeth, buck teeth sticking out. And, you know, okay, it's all right. It's competently done. The ears are too high up. I mean, you know, from someone who does characters, you know, this is very basic. I mean, you know, like...
But surely you can't be gunning his anatomy.
Well, he's the obviously teeth chosen.
Are bigger than his eyes.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't like it. It just looks ugly to me. It just doesn't look cool. You know, I like my characters to look a bit cool, but not everyone wants that. And not everyone, you know, does that. So that's fine. But I like my characters to look cool. This guy looks like a gormless fucking twat. Sorry, drunk. Big up for sending that in. Yeah. One more quick one and then we go, man. Let me find a jokes one maybe. Down here somewhere. All right, here we go. This guy sending this.
He's sent in a few, hasn't he?
I think he has. Pleb. This one, the gold outline with the black fill. Shitty throw up. Terribly done. Even the photo's a bit blurry, so it's making it look even more rough around the edges. It's small on the wall. You know, well, I guess for a throw up, it's not too bad. Size wise, it's horrible. I mean, what could I say to help this guy? It's look.
Black and gold. It was the first dub I did in Sipes dub.
Oh, is it? Was it a black fill?
Yeah.
Oh, my days. Yeah, I mean, you should have flipped it. You should have done a gold fill with black outline if he was
You
know, if this, that's the only two cans that he has by the looks of it. His tag in here, plebs.
Isn't too bad.
It's, you know what I mean? I can see he's probably more of a tagger, so he needs to work on his throwy a bit more. Look, like we've said about throwies a million times, a throwy has to look like it's fluidly done, like in one line, like you could tell he's done it a million times and there's a flow to the letters. This one, he's kind of done it like it's a dub, but it's not. It's a throwy. So that's, I think, the main aspect of it. You just got to find out more of a flow. It's horrible, pleb. Yeah, sort it out, bruv. You're a pleb, man, and send us in some stuff in the future, maybe. You know what I mean? Let us know, you know, how you're getting on and all that, how you're getting better. Brother Theme, let's call it a night there. Let's go out to one of these graph tunes as well, then, one that we didn't play. I want to play the Lupe Fiasco featuring Ghostface Killah and M. Shinoda. Isn't M. Shinoda from that rock group who rapped in that rock group, Linkin Park, if I'm not forgotten?
Yeah.
Mistake. I could
look
be
your
wrong.
Music knowledge.
M. Shinoda, yeah. Spray paint and ink pens. Themos, salute, man. 2026, man.
Salute. Lots of good episodes coming soon.
No doubt, man. Peace, people. Laters. Oh, I bet you I got the volume down as well. Yeah, here we go. Peace, people. Peace. Arms house, yeah.
Butters.
Spray paint and ink pens. I use to write in every color I think in, to paint a picture with every rhyme that I speak in. Here, the gallery is the beacon.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest for you this evening. Ghost, you ready?
Yo, I verbally paint pictures. I'm the hood's best storyteller. This about a young boy dealing with the older fellas. Promised them the lives he see on TV. He rear packs, of course, telling rhymes, CDs, and big chains, new clothes. Stacking too much loot and squeezing his shoebox. Saving, he promised mom to crib in Atlanta. And his pops got killed in debt. He was a gambler, so he stayed strapped, stocks up on the suitcases. No more across town, now he's crossing them states and seeing new faces, not knowing who to trust.
I don't know how much it's got to do with crap.
I don't think Lupe Fiasco or Ghostface or any of these people actually do crap.
Trying to survive, and now all that's left is his mom screaming, God, why, God, why? Spray paint.
The gallery is the beat, and the spray cans and the ink pens are my lyrics. So it's a bit of like a more of a metaphor type thing.
Let me begin by saying, shut the fuck up
Let me begin by saying I don't think this man knew what he had in store. He opened the door and found the bag under the floor. Not a peep while he's working the lock. Get the flame, aim, pop. Open the box and take off out the back of the pawn shop. Scoping the lot, hoping the cops hadn't seen the plates on his car. He felt like he'd been hustling so hard. Like a demon, he
this is going at the bottom of the list. Bottom right. of the list.
It's at the bottom of the list. Peace, people. Laters.
I had my identity as I roam London City.